Well, good morning to everyone. I hope everybody is doing well today. In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul writes his protege, Timothy, offering him valuable advice as he fulfills his call to the ministry. In chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, verses 2 through 4, Paul gives some very fervent instruction when he said, quote, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." To me, these words of Paul are prophetic, distressing, and alarming. These warnings of Paul seem unsettlingly accurate considering the times we are currently living in. Paul cautions Timothy that there will come a time when many people simply will not put up with being taught sound doctrine and principles. Paul warns Timothy that there will be times when people, even Christians, will have itching ears and only want to hear what is soothing. I think that most people hearing this devotional this morning will agree with Paul. It seems that even many Christians today have a difficult time accepting sound doctrine and unfortunately turn away from truth and turn instead to falsehoods. Now let's look at verse 4 in another translation. The Living Bible renders verse 4, quote, "They won't listen to what the Bible says, but will carelessly follow their own misguided ideas." Brethren, there is certainly a lot of examples of, quote, misguided ideas floating around the Christian world, posing as truth, posing as, quote, enlightenment. Paul encouraged Timothy to boldly preach the word and to be prepared to correct, rebuke, and encourage. Friends, I believe Paul was not only talking to Timothy way back then. Brethren, I believe he was talking to all Christians down through history, including you and me today. Now, I want to leave you with a quote from a speech given recently at a commencement address at a Christian school, Benedictine College in Kansas. During the speech, the Christian speaker talked to the graduates about several controversial issues in our society and what the correct Christian response should be. Later in his speech, he said, quote, "These are the sort of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the, quote, Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity or love, but never mistake charity for cowardice." Brethren, all of us, regardless where we attend church, must be prepared and willing to preach the word and boldly stand up for sound doctrine. Friends, our world, and more importantly, Jesus, needs people like that. Amen.